We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, December 29th. Over the centuries, we've given all the visible stars many names, proper names, catalog designations, and others. But only one star is best known not by any of its formal names, but by its nickname, the Dog Star. Its proper name is Sirius, and it's the leading light of the constellation Ursa Major, the Big Dog, hence the nickname. Sirius is so well known because it's the brightest star in the night sky. Its closest competition is only about half as bright. Part of that is because Sirius itself is a couple of dozen times brighter than the Sun. But part of it is because Sirius is one of our closest neighbors, less than 9 light-years away. And thanks to the relative motions of Sirius and the Sun, Sirius is moving closer at about 12,000 miles per hour. It'll continue to close in for tens of thousands of years. But the distances between stars are so vast that even at that speed, Sirius won't grow much brighter in our sky. Astronomers discovered the star's motion toward us by measuring its Doppler shift, a slight change in the wavelength of its light. The Doppler shift also allowed them to measure the orbit of a faint companion, a stellar corpse known as a white dwarf. We'll have more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, look for Sirius climbing into good view in the east-southeast by around 8:30 or 9. It's directly below the 3 stars of Orion's belt, so you can't miss it. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.